This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And how do you raise kids? One dentist appointment at a time, one soccer practice at a time, one math quiz at a time. That's how children are raised. That's how memories are formed for kids. That's how good kids come out of good households. You cannot count how much time, hours you spent with this other human being. That's how you develop a good human being. You develop somebody by hours upon hours upon hours of exposure. And also, it does require some courage, some awareness of where things are not going well. And there are a lot of people, I have to say, it's very bad. They're actually afraid of their kids. They'll see a kid developing a very bad habit and they'll be afraid to say something. Well, you must have went wrong way earlier than that. A parent, especially a dad, has got to embrace the moment, few moments in which you got to be a bad guy. The earlier you embrace that and the quicker you explain it to your assignment, your child is your assignment from Allah Ta'ala, your test. Explain it to them. I have to raise you. I have to tell you stuff that people will say, will think about you and not say it. They're going to backbite against you that you smell bad, that your clothes is not ironed, that you look dirty, that you interrupt, that you're terrible to eat, you're sloppy when you eat. They're all going to think it and they're going to backbite against you. Nobody's going to tell you because they don't have to. You're not their kid. But Allah has given you to me as an assignment to test me and to benefit you. So I got to tell you, you need to iron your clothes. You need to look clean. You need to smell clean. Your face needs to be clean. Your eating habits need to be. How are you going to propose? And women, moms do this for their daughters. They know best. And guys do it for their sons because we know best. That's how it works. If you're married and you don't have a husband and it's a woman runs the like a woman is a single mom, she outsources to other guys in the community, to the slightly older guys, right, who have the time and they could sort of hang out. And we have this in our scenario. We got some kids have no dads in the area. And we all kind of sort of know that we got to pick up where a dad would have been. If I see this kid slouching in a certain manner, walking without his back straight, his handshake is weak, he looks at you, he talks to you without looking. Everyone has to pick up a little bit. We can't leave this kid. What was the point of a masjid? What's the point of a community? Why did the Prophet reward Salat al-Jama'ah, group prayer, 27 times more? Ikhlas, sincerity, is better alone. But the Prophet rewarded the group prayer 27 times more. Why? It's for things like this. The social element of things. The reward that you can get out of this. When you pray in Jama'ah, you're encouraging others. It's a place where people can meet. And then manafi'ah happens. Benefits happen. So when we see this kid, the way and something's not right, like, brother, so-and-so, you cannot wear the same sweatpants for 3 months in a row. Like, we see it. It's noticeable now, right? You become like, did you paint them on? No, you can't do this. I know those things have not been in the wash. You've just been wearing the same sweatpants for 3 months. You sleep in them, you wake up with them. No, you can't continue like this. I know you don't need sadaqah too. So change your clothes. Iron your clothes. Don't always show up in sweatpants and a t-shirt. I know the whole new generation is all about this, right? The sweatpants and a t-shirt. That's all it is. Hoodies and sweats and stuff. But I'm telling you, there comes a time where it's not going to be good for you. You're not going to fight the culture 100%, right? Nobody can totally transform a culture, but you can tweak a little bit, right? A lot of young people, I just wonder where their dads are at. Your son walks with his shoulders hunched like he's some abused kitten. Don't you see your son, how he walks? Fix your back. Walk with some confidence. You look like you're an abused kid. Well, maybe they are abused. Who knows? So every one of us, if you live in a community and you live with these youths, and you see them so much, it's okay to say something here or there, right? And you could say it to a whole group of kids. And there are expectations. And that's why socialization is one of the greatest educators. It's a source of education. We all shake hands and you look at the person directly in the eye. You say salam and you learn how to make small talk. Some of these kids, their dad never taught them like what to do with their face. Pimples, peach fuzz. So you see the kids who have solid dads who pay attention to them, it's like a different species. It's 1,000 little things that build up over time. The kid who's been given attention and the kid who's not given attention, they're so far apart. And it's not kibr. It's not saying this that one is superior to the other. Allah knows that. But they're externally, everything about their life, it's light years apart. They're like different creatures, different species, from talking, from appearance, even from direction, from knowledge, from basic worldly knowledge to religious knowledge, life direction, life priorities, how to have conversations, knowledge about politics, things like that. And that's where the masjid community comes into play, because some people, the parent may be too busy, no parent at all, whatever the case may be, the jama'ah can maybe cover 20% of that. If it's a couple guys intentionally, and we have that in certain circumstances, we intentionally know this kid does not have a dad and he needs some extra help, so don't be shy, and the mom expects it and wants it, that's different. That we can cover 70%, even if you don't live with them. Just the mom comes constantly bringing the kid to the masjid and we talk to them. And they know it too. They know it, that like we're going to be your male examples so that you don't get laughed at. And certain things, they pile up. Certain habits pile up and they take a person in a terrible direction. Antisocial habits, cell phone use habits, hygiene habits. Let them pile up for 10 years. See what happens.